Welcome to the Vanessa G Fitcast. If you think eating less is the answer to getting lean, or that you have to choose between having donuts and wine or having a body you love, well then girl, you are in the right place. Chances are you've fallen victim to diet culture's terrible advice on how to eat and exercise. But don't worry, this podcast is going to bring you actionable information so you can start transforming your body without giving up your life. I'm Vanessa Gillette, founder and head coach of Vanessa G Fitness and Nutrition. This podcast was born from my passion for helping all women create bodies they feel confident in. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me to support and guide you. Now let's do this. Welcome back to the Vanessa G Fitcast. I'm Vanessa Gillette, and here with me today is a very special guest, back on the podcast again, our head coach and dietitian at VGFN, Miss Alex Long. Alex, how are you doing today?
Hello, Vanessa. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I am doing good. Thanks to you. I am feeling so much better than I was a few months ago, and I think that's what we're going to be talking about for the most part today, huh?
Yes, I love to hear that. I'm so excited to dive deeper into your journey and everything that we've learned thus far.
Yeah. So, I mean, for context for our listeners, this is something that I had been wanting to talk about on the podcast. I've been wanting to share about on social media. I've been wanting to tell my story a little bit of what I've been kind of dealing with these last really, I'd say, you know, it's been a while, but mostly the last 3-4 months. But I couldn't really think of a way to really talk about this topic and talk about my own experiences, my own stories in a way that I felt like would add value. And then thankfully, Alex came in and she was the one that suggested like, hey, we should do a podcast all around stress and adrenal health and cortisol and all of this good stuff that I am currently really been in the depths of right now. So you guys are in for it today. I'm really going to tell my own story, what I was dealing with, what I'm currently still dealing with, what we've been doing together, me working with Alex, getting help from her specifically, and what all of this means for you too.
I love it. I love it. I'm so happy to be able to, you know, be a part of your journey and be a part of your healing, really, because I know how awful you felt before we officially started working together. And I'm wondering, why don't we start there? Like, what kind of sparked you to want to hire a coach? Me specifically.
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, I've always been a proponent for, I think everybody should have a coach. I think everybody, no matter your knowledge level, no matter what you're dealing with, I think everybody can benefit from having a coach in the realm of their health, their nutrition, their fitness, at least at some point in their lives. Specifically me, I have pretty much always had a coach from some form or another. I was working with a excellent coach for a while. The thing there that ended up happening from my own issues is I pushed myself too far. I didn't really communicate well with my coach on my needs, my lifestyle, my wants. I just being a go-getter, being someone who likes to push myself, I decided, you know what? I want to see how lean I can get just out of for the fun of it. Why not? I want to push myself. I want to see what I can do. Like I basically told her, hey, push me. I want to be pushed. And that she did. She put me into a pretty low calorie deficit for my activity level for my body. So this was the beginning of 2021, essentially. I think it was literally like New Year's that I was like, you know what, 2021, I want to really push myself this year. And that's when I started working with her and we really kind of jumped into a pretty severe calorie deficit. The thing that I messed up with was that I didn't really communicate how stressed I was in my current life. I was running a business, taken off. You know, I had just actually hired Alex at this time because we were taking off so quickly. We had so many clients kind of knocking at the door, wanted to join our team, wanted to come in and get some help. And, you know, we were rapidly growing. I was still kind of wearing all the hats, both as like the business owner and just in the business, pretty much doing almost every single role. I don't have the team supporting me that I have today. And again, I was, I guess, the type of person that prided myself in being a hard worker, and I enjoyed the grind. On top of it all, I was also training really, really hard. I was, I think at the time I was actually following like a 4-day split, plus doing a little bit of Olympic lifting here and there, and doing some cardio as well to kind of help with the deficit. Like, I was just doing a bunch of different things. I was doing things that I knew were not going to be maintainable. I was doing things that I knew were a little bit drastic. I was doing it out of like thinking it would be kind of fun to push myself. I had never been someone to like do any kind of like competitions with fitness or like any of those types of things. And I wanted to kind of experience what that felt like, because up until that point, honestly, weight loss had been fairly easy for me. I hadn't really been challenged, and I wanted to know what that felt like to feel really challenged. And I really wish I had not, because my body didn't take it well. I overstressed my body, and you know, that's when, flash forward to really a year later, I was struggling with a lot of things. That was the beginning of this year, the beginning of 2022. I was at a point where, you know, a lot of you have known kind of how my journey was. You know, I struggled with binge eating for a while. I resurfaced some just emotional eating issues. I started to struggle with food a little bit. I was dealing with a lot of digestive issues. I was back and forth between being chronically constipated and having just essentially diarrhea. Like, it was, I was having a lot of issues. My hormones were a mess. I had decided to get off of birth control because I was feeling like maybe it was kind of exacerbating some of the issues I was having as well. But that, of course, you know, getting off of birth control was an additional stressor on my body. It was just really, that year of my life was really, really hard on my body. And so the beginning of the year, I was struggling. Of course, once again, you know, at this point, since I was so inflamed, since I was actually really putting on some body fat, I started to actually feel like I was a little bit uncomfortable. And I wanted to do a little bit of a calorie deficit again at the beginning of this year after really eating at a higher amount of calories up and or since I had done that prior deficit. And as soon as I went into a little bit of a deficit, I actually started to gain weight. And I knew that that was a major red flag. I knew that that was not good. And that's when I really started to talk with Alex. Of course, you know, she's amazing. I've seen the work she's done for others within our company of like some really tough hormonal cases, some really tough, just like all these different types of issues. And I've seen her help these women within our company. But yeah, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit afraid to kind of actually ask her for help and admit that I had kind of screwed up, that I didn't really know what was going on with my body anymore, and that I needed help. And luckily, I think you and I got on a call at some point at the beginning of this year. And I think at that happened to be a day where I was really struggling, and I just kind of unloaded it all and shared with you. And I think you kind of insisted that, hey, I think I'm going to be taking you on as a client now. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for recapping that entire, really this entire last year, and then the beginning of this year when your symptoms really started getting worse, because it does give a lot of context to the situation. And I think from my perspective, I remember at the beginning of this year, you and I worked, I mean, we talk on a regular basis, right? And you kept messaging me in Slack, like, hey, personal question, really quick. So I'm having these like digestive issues, and I kept asking you more questions, and eventually kind of got you to recount absolutely everything that you took yourself through over the last year. You know, specifically, what do you think is causing the bloating? What do you think is causing the constipation, diarrhea? Let me look at your food logs. You know, then you started telling me about the energy crashes and how it all kind of got worse after coming off of birth control. And I remember I insisted ordering you some tests, right? One of them being a Dutch test, which I now order pretty regularly for some of my more complicated hormonal cases, or anybody that I suspect has a hormonal imbalance. I love the Dutch test for that. And I saw that not only was your progesterone to estrogen ratio way off, right? Your estrogen was super high, progesterone super low, but your cortisol was absolutely flatlined. And I remember that call, and I said, so can I be your coach? Like, low key though, I think you need a dietitian. And I remember you were like, I'm really happy you asked that, because I was kind of thinking the same thing. And at first I thought it was going to be weird. Like, I'm coaching my CEO, but I am really, really happy that you did ask for my help and you did want to kind of dive headfirst into the client experience, not just, you know, for yourself, but really for our clients too, because now you have firsthand experience what it's like to be coached with someone that is experienced in these kind of things. And again, I know so many women out there struggle with the kind of symptoms that we're going to be really diving into today and don't know where to start, right? And now you can speak from that firsthand experience, like, hey, I get it. I know it's really hard. I know your body's changing. I know there's so many things that you want to do, but can't right now for the sake of your health. And it's difficult, but to hear you say, I feel so much better now. I feel better than I ever have. That's the most rewarding thing, I'm sure, for you and for me as a coach, as your coach.
Absolutely. And there's so much more I want to even share. And I think one of the biggest things is like the energy. Like, I was really even kind of ashamed, I think, to tell you at the time. I'm like, I am drinking way too much caffeine, and I know I am, but it's like, I feel like I'm stuck in this cycle where I almost feel like my own health isn't important enough for me to make these changes, because I feel like I'm so reliant on caffeine. Like, I need my cup of caffeine as soon as I wake up in the morning, you know, when I get up at 5 a.m. to go ahead and get started with some work and doing some different things. I'm like, I need that cup of coffee or else I feel like I'm going to die. And, you know, it's like that would get me through a couple hours and be like, okay, here's another cup of coffee. And then that'd get me through a couple hours. And then I'd go to the gym and be like, okay, I need some pre-workout. And then that would get me through a few hours. And I'd have an afternoon cup of coffee. A lot of days, that's what it looked like. And I knew I had the knowledge. I knew this was bad for me. I knew this was not helping me, but I felt like it doesn't matter because work is important. I need to be doing these things. Now is not the time for me to focus on myself. Now is not the time to make these types of uncomfortable changes. And so I think I was really resistant to it at first. And it took Alex getting the labs for me, showing me on paper of like, hey, this is what's happening. Like, you are no longer producing cortisol. Like, you are bottomed out. And that is why you feel like absolute crap. And then that's where it, for me, kind of lit the fire under me to say, okay, it's time to make a change. It's important that I do actually make some of these changes. And that's what set us off on this journey of really working super, super closely together throughout this stuff and have made a ton of headway. And I am so, so, so glad that you kind of intervened with me there, Alex. But I think
I'm
we
glad
should,
I did too.
Yeah, I think we should probably explain a little bit of kind of what are some of these things that we've been talking about. So I know a couple of times now you and I have both mentioned like my cortisol was bottomed out. Let's maybe start there. Like, what is cortisol? Tell me a little bit more of like the science behind this, Alex.
Yes, I love this stuff. So cortisol, you may have heard of cortisol before as the quote unquote stress hormone, right? It is a hormone produced by our adrenal glands. And I really like to call it the Goldilocks hormone because we have to have just enough. It has to be just right within our body. It can't be too high or too low. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of problems. And a common misconception about cortisol is that it's not just produced in response to stress. It's actually a very necessary hormone, like for optimal body function. It's heavily involved in blood sugar regulation. The release of cortisol increases glucose into the bloodstream, right? And also increases insulin into the bloodstream to actually let that blood sugar into the cells for energy. It enhances your brain's ability to use glucose. Reminder for everybody, our brain's only source of fuel is glucose. Our brain's preferred source of energy is glucose, i.e. carbohydrates. So eat your carbs. And cortisol increases the availability of other substances for like tissue repair throughout the body, not just muscle tissue, but any organ tissue. It's also responsible for waking you up in the morning. Like, in a healthy person, cortisol is relatively high in the morning and actually peaks about 30 minutes upon waking. And that's the hormone that's responsible for making you feel awake and alert and energized, ready for the day. And then it kind of gradually decreases throughout the afternoon. And then cortisol is supposed to be at its lowest point in the evening around 9 p.m., where your melatonin production. Some people might supplement with melatonin in the evening to help them wind down, help them sleep. But your body's natural production of melatonin is supposed to be at its highest when cortisol is at its lowest. And again, that causes you to feel drowsy and ready for bed. And cortisol also, essentially, you know, when we think of the stress response, the fight or flight response, it is responsible for shuttling blood away from non-essential functions of the body. So what that means is, like, if you think about in primitive times, one of the most stressful situations that we could be in is like running from a tiger, running from something that is going to kill us, something that's hunting us, right? So that fight or flight response, cortisol releases glucose, releases insulin into the bloodstream. Hey, our muscle cells need energy to run right now. Cortisol is also going to shuttle blood away from things like your digestive tract, because digestion is not the priority right now. Like, you need blood in your extremities to sprint away from this tiger, right? So with someone who has, let's say, elevated cortisol, like chronically elevated cortisol, they're probably going to have a lot of digestive issues, because there's actually, like, there's no blood or very minimal amount of blood surrounding your digestive tract to actually facilitate proper digestion and nutrient absorption. And I remember one of the first things that you and I talked about was your chronic constipation, chronic bloating. And I'm even suspecting that you might have some nutrient deficiencies from that time in your life where cortisol was probably chronically elevated and you weren't letting your sympathetic nervous system, right, this fight or flight stress response, you weren't letting it kind of turn off. Does that make sense? Was that helpful?
It makes total sense. And essentially, I think to kind of explain this a little bit even more for our listeners. So remember there just a second ago, I was saying that I was living on caffeine every single morning. Like, I was waking up really early. I was like, I am, you know, part of the 5 a.m. club. I'm a go-getter. But guess what? There's no chance I could have been part of the 5 a.m. club if it wasn't for my cup of coffee that got me up as soon as I woke up. And thing is, like, when I first would wake up, I always felt like I was just so tired. No matter how much I slept, I would go to bed sometimes at like 8 o'clock at night. I was getting plenty of hours of sleep. That was not my issue. But yet, no matter how much I slept, I felt so tired. And I needed the caffeine to essentially like get me going. And that's really because that whole prior year, I was go, go, go. And I wasn't as reliant on caffeine then. I was actually just like really excited, really just like ready to go, like working really hard. I had essentially my sympathetic nervous system always turned on. I was almost like prompting my body to think it needed to be fighting the tiger that's around the corner any second, when in reality, all I was doing was like managing a business, which a lot of times sometimes feels like you're running from a tiger. And I know a lot of people can resonate with this, regardless of whether you're a small business owner, or if you, you know, work for a corporate company, or you do literally anything, maybe you're in school, like regardless, everybody experiences stress. It is 2022. We are an overstressed society. And I think a lot of women specifically are burning themselves into the ground, doing too much, running on cortisol until they get to that point where their body essentially is like, nope, I really can't produce that anymore. We're done. And let's talk about that a little bit, Alex. Like, tell me a little bit more about, let's talk about, I guess, the HPA axis.
Yeah. So it's interesting what you said about, you know, you were kind of running on cortisol for a while, and then you got to a point where you literally needed caffeine to function, right? And a lot of people don't realize that caffeine essentially binds to receptors in your brain that block the hormones, the chemicals in your brain that signal you, hey, I'm tired. So at that point, you probably were not producing cortisol, but the caffeine that you were consuming was blocking your feelings of being tired, your perception of being tired, right? And so it's interesting. We talk about the effects of elevated cortisol, like what happens in the body when cortisol is released. But like you said, when we are stressing ourselves out constantly, we're go, go, go. We're not giving ourselves a break at all. We're not doing anything to support our parasympathetic nervous system, right? The opposite of that fight or flight response. Essentially what happens is HPA axis dysfunction. And so the HPA axis is essentially the communication line between the brain and your body. So the brain perceives, hey, we're in a really stressful situation, right? It releases signals down to your adrenal glands to release cortisol. And your body has receptors really throughout all tissues, all cells, to sense how much cortisol is floating around at any given basis. It's kind of like a feedback loop, right? And in your situation, Vanessa, what we kind of determined just from talking and looking at your lab work, the root cause of all of your symptoms, you were just chronically stressed. Your body was producing a ton of cortisol. Like, your brain kept perceiving, we're under stress, we're under stress, we're under stress. She's not slowing down anytime soon, so let's just keep skyrocketing this cortisol. Probably at all hours of the day, realistically, you are not having that nice, you know, peak in the morning and gradual decline in the afternoon. And like you said, you were building a freaking business. You were wearing all the hats, taking a ton of calls, like working super late on a regular basis, you know, not getting enough quality sleep, drinking way too much caffeine, training super hard in the gym, all of that, right? And again, the pretty aggressive calorie deficit that you just went through the year prior probably didn't help either. And so all of that excess cortisol floating around in your body, eventually your body said, hey, wait a minute, we have so much of this hormone, we don't really need it anymore. And then it kind of created a negative feedback loop, right? When your body finally registers, hey, we have too much cortisol, we need to stop producing it altogether. You guys may have heard of the term, quote unquote, adrenal fatigue, but that's not really correct. Your adrenals don't get tired, quote unquote. They essentially become resistant to that stress that you are putting them under. Your body's stress response system, this HPA axis, right, the communication between your brain and your adrenal glands, it just stops working. And, you know, your adrenal glands might be slightly dysfunctional from all the inflammation happening in your body, because we know chronic stress also causes chronic inflammation, but it's essentially a system-wide failure, right? Your body is now not responding at all to the release in cortisol and kind of just says like, all right, well, we're just not going to do anything anymore. And without caffeine, you probably felt that way too. You didn't want to do anything anymore.
Yeah. 110%, because, you know, then if we kind of flash forward a little bit, you know, as we start working together, of course, one of the very right away things that we had to do was cut back on caffeine intake. Ultimately, we got it back to where I was essentially, and today I pretty much don't drink any caffeine other than, you know, some days I might have a cup of tea or some decaf coffee, which both of those do have a little bit of caffeine in them, but I never have more than like 60 milligrams of caffeine a day. When think back to not that long ago, I was having about 600 milligrams of caffeine a day. And that's really, you know, gosh, I can't even explain, you guys, how hard that was the first couple of weeks when I cut out caffeine. Because I was like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right. Like I told Alex, tell me what to do and I will do it. Whatever it takes. Like, I just want to feel better. I really, really feel so much like I've just hit rock bottom and I just want to feel like myself again. And so she told me what to do. And, you know, one of those first things was cutting out caffeine. And gosh, that first, I'd say the first week I was having serious withdrawals. I felt actually like physically sick. The second week was still pretty bad, but not as terrible. And then, you know, as we got going, got to a point where I was just really sleeping like 12 hours a night for those first few weeks. I decided, okay, we're not going to be trying to wake up at 5 a.m. anymore. I'm not even going to try and wake up at 7 a.m. Like, I'm just going to remove my alarm altogether and just let myself get the amount of sleep I need. So I kept my bedtime consistent. I was still going to bed around 9 p.m., but I would sleep in as much as I needed to sleep in. I would let my body kind of decide that for me. And it was really, really hard, because you think about, of course, like the physical part of how hard some of this stuff was, of like physically it didn't feel good to give up caffeine. Of course, there were cravings. Of course, you know, there's all these different feelings. But the mental part of this was honestly the hardest part, because it really shook up my identity from being like, I am this hard worker. I wake up early. I grind. I am like part of hustle culture. I was that type of person. This completely rocked my world, because when I no longer had the stimulants, I no longer had the kind of excess things to be turning to keep myself going, to fuel myself, to be part of hustle culture. It suddenly made me think of like, well, can I really do this? Like, can I really run a business? Because right now I feel like I can't even make decisions. Sometimes I would honestly, gosh, bless poor Omar during this time, you guys, like send him a message, send him some flowers, because y'all, you don't understand how much he went through these last few months, because some days I just felt like total crap. My head would hurt. And I would just like, he would ask me an innocent question and I would just snap at him because I was really struggling mentally with some of this stuff. But, you know, I think sometimes you have to go through the discomfort. You have to go through the hard things if you want to get to the other side and feel better. And I can tell you that I would do it all again over and over and over again to just even, and I'm not all the way there. I still struggle with things, but I am so much in just a much better place today. I would do it all again. To get to where I am now. So it's scary if you're like listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I kind of feel like maybe that's me or maybe that's the path I'm headed down. Maybe right now I'm still in that peak like stress state where I'm running on stress and I'm just like go, go, go. And I'm waking up early and I'm working out really hard and I'm dieting and I'm like doing all these things. And I kind of know that it's probably not good for me, but I'm doing it anyway because I don't want to change anything and I don't want to face the fact that I know it's probably not good for me. I really, really, really encourage you to just take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, where do you want to be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? Like, do you want to be in the position that I was in, that whole thing I just laid out? Because if you really just like get a hold of things now, start really focusing on reducing your stress now, you won't have to go through the extent that I went through. And I know that because we have a lot of clients that have been able to not get to the point where I'm at. We have a lot of clients who are in more of that like peak, more just elevated cortisol state that Alex was referring to. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but we've been able to help them in ways that are honestly probably a little bit simpler, not quite as drastic of changes that I had to go through. So I don't want this to like scare people into thinking that, you know, if this might be one of their issues, that they're suddenly going to have to just cut out caffeine and do like a bunch of very drastic things and feel like crap. I want you to realize that if you don't make the easy changes that you can make now, that you might actually get to that place that I really don't want you to get to.
Yes, 100%. You're so right, Vanessa. And again, it just makes me wish that I started working one-on-one with you a lot sooner than we did, just, you know, to prevent that. But it was a really great lesson. And I'm glad that, you know, you're here to talk about it today and you're, you know, teaching others, right? So they can learn from this story. And, you know, if you get anything at all from this podcast, from Vanessa sharing her journey, just understand that you don't have to do it all. I remember that was one of the first things that I think I really challenged you on, Vanessa, that you don't have to wear all of the hats. You can run a business without working every single day of the week, all hours of the day. You have a team behind you now to delegate work to take some things off your plate. You are not a bad person or a bad coach or a bad business owner if you have to ask for help. If anything, you're an even better leader, an even better example, but I'm sure a lot of you guys listening can probably relate. I know I used to be the same way, feeling like, oh, well, if I want something done right, I have to do it myself. And, you know, a lot of you may be like primary caretakers of really young kids and also like full-time working moms, like running around like a chicken with your head cut off, doing all the things and thinking that you're not even allowed to take a minute to slow down. And that just could not be further from the truth. And I know not just with you, Vanessa, but with a lot of my clients that have, you know, similar symptoms that we'll describe in a minute. I kind of want to, you know, lay everything out for our listeners. We do start with the simple changes. How about we go to bed a little bit earlier? How about we work on, you know, a bedtime routine? How about we get out of a calorie deficit? Because a calorie deficit is so much stress on the body. Let's get to maintenance. I remember I had one client, she came to us just absolutely almost in tears, unable to lose weight, diagnosed with PCOS. We got her cortisol test back and she was almost flatlined as well. And I'm glad we intervened when we did because I told her, all right, we are going to eat more and not work out for a little bit and just walk and give yourself lots and lots of time to rest. And literally within a couple of weeks, she's like, wow, I feel so much better. I'm like, yes, it doesn't have to be that drastic, right? And it can really be an identity crisis when you're used to doing all of the things, and then you're a part of a culture, a society that says you're not good enough unless you burn yourself into the ground. But you don't have to burn yourself into the ground to be successful. You just don't. And like I said, if you take one thing away from this podcast, I hope it's that. But I do kind of want to back up a little bit and, you know, kind of recap a little bit more of the science. I want our listeners to be able to, you know, hear this and say, okay, maybe this is what I'm going through. Maybe I need help, right? Let's make the distinction between, you know, are you in that chronic stress response, that elevated cortisol, or what I like to call it as like an overactive HPA axis response, right? Your body's sensing so much stress and signaling to your brain, hey, we need more cortisol. She's not slowing down, versus the bottom out phase, the burnout phase, where your body just kind of quits and that system just doesn't work anymore. We kind of have to coax it back into functioning optimally. So
really quick, symptoms, Alex, before we run through the symptoms, I just want to add one last thing on that, because I know we have people who listen to this podcast that are like, that can resonate with just like the go-getter mentality and like pushing. And like, we have business owners. We have a ton of business owners that are clients, and I get that. And I know how scary it is to think about like actually doing less, but just to give you guys actually like real truthful, I guess, data, like our business has actually grown substantially in the last 4 months. We've hired on multiple people. We've added a lot of clients. We've added a lot of different, like, just great things in great ways. And I really think that all of this just like challenges that I've been through and the discomfort that I had to push through, it really truly was it wasn't happening to me, it was happening for me. And I don't think we would have been pushed to this place if I hadn't been forced to kind of take that step back and say, hey, how can I step out of the business a little bit and be working on the business instead of working in the business quite so much? And that required us to bring in a few new people, or required us to, you know, do some kind of promotions, kind of moving some people up in roles. It really required a lot of just like some changes that felt a little bit scary and uncomfortable at first, but they have been 1,000% like for the better, and things are honestly better than they've ever been. So it really does kind of shake me up to realize that I was just being a little bit selfish to think that I had to be doing all the things. The reality is, I didn't want to face the reality that I didn't have to do all the things. That, you know, I just, because I created the business, doesn't mean that I need to be in it still doing 100% of the things all the time. And if I want to actually reach our mission and really truly help people, it's going to require me to allow others to come in and be at the experts that we need and really take this to that next level. And that's what we're doing today. And that's why we can help the people who we're helping and just do the amazing things that we're doing. So if you resonate with any of that, if you know that you need to probably take a little bit of a step back from what you're doing with your work, shoot me a DM. I'm happy to chat about this stuff with you, because I know I wish I had somebody to talk about it with in the beginning too. And that is going to be all for today for part one of our episode here with Alex. For the rest of this episode, stay tuned for next week where we give you part two. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you learned something today, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review in iTunes. And if this particular episode resonated with you, do me a favor and take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story. Don't forget to tag me at Vanessa G Fitness so I can show you some love. All right, my carb queens, talk to you in the next episode.